This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. When it comes to global trade, countries only have a couple of options. They can set up shop on their own, or they can team up with their neighbors to do business on special terms in a trade bloc. It's what the Europeans do with the EU, it's what we do with our neighbors in NAFTA, and it's what the Russians want to do with a bunch of former Soviet republics in what's being called a Eurasian Union. Ukraine has a difficult choice. It's in between Russia and Europe, but it looks as though it's decided its future lies in the East. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg reports.
At the Kiev Opera House, it's a story of love, rivalry, and rejection. A poor peasant and an army sergeant are competing for the hand of a fair maiden. The opera is 19th century Italian, but the plot could well be 21st century Ukraine. This country, one of the biggest in Europe, has been courted by East and by West. The EU has offered Ukraine an historic free trade deal. Russia wants Kiev to join its economic bloc. The pressure on Ukraine to decide whom to embrace has been enormous. At the Roshen sweet factory in Kiev, thousands of little chocolates packed with nuts and cognac trundle down the production line. Early this year, Moscow banned imports of everything this confectionery company makes. It imposed trade restrictions, too, on other Ukrainian companies. Roshen's owner, Petro Poroshenko, believes that Russia has an odd way of wooing his country.
The whole world is absolutely clear, I understand, that the real reason is political reason. It's a form of pressure on Ukraine because of the necessity to make a strategic decision about our future development.
Last week, the Ukrainian government appeared to make that strategic decision. In a rowdy session of parliament, the country's prime minister announced that the cabinet was putting on hold the association agreement with the EU. It would concentrate instead on repairing economic ties with Moscow. Ukraine's energy minister, Eduard Stavitsky, told me that his country had no choice.
Over the last year, trade between Russia and Ukraine fell by 25%. That's a huge blow to our economy. We spoke to EU officials months ago about how they might compensate us. But all we got were declarations that Ukraine would profit in the medium to long term.
The government's decision has sparked anger on the streets of Kiev, where pro-EU protesters have clashed with riot police. Demonstrators have accused the authorities of dragging Ukraine back to the Soviet Union, and the country's president, Viktor Yanukovych, of selling out to Moscow to stay in power. Back at the opera, the maiden falls for the peasant, and they stride off into the sunset. On the political stage, of course, there is no romance, just pure calculation. For now, the Ukrainian authorities have calculated that Moscow is their best choice. But President Yanukovych still plans to attend the EU summit. And he knows, because the polls tell him, that more Ukrainians favour closer ties with the EU than with Russia. Perhaps there's still time for an unexpected twist before the curtain falls. In Ukraine, I'm the BBC's Steve Rosenberg for Marketplace.